Hello, this is Humanize and I'm Ramya. In today's episode, we're going to talk about why we're so goddamn insecure all day, every single day. So if you're listening to this, I'm going to assume that you're a young person. So it's anywhere between the age of like 12. They know how to use a computer. What? I don't know, I'm old. 12 to maybe like early 20s, maybe. I don't know. I don't know my demographic. But I think at that age, that is a underlying problem that a lot of people kind of brush over because they think it's not important. But I feel like we should maybe address it today and hopefully put it up on stage and solve the issues we're facing every day. So I know a lot of people might listen to this and say, oh, I'm not insecure. What do you mean? I'm like so confident and I am in a great place with myself. I don't really care. I don't care what other people think. People who say that kind of, I'm like, really? Do you not care about what other people think about you? Because it's natural. It's like a human instinct for us to feel that way, to feel like we need to know what other people are thinking about us because we want to feel validated. We want to fit in. We want to know if people accept us for who we are, whatever that means, right? I know a lot of people, they kind of mold their personalities. They change their personalities depending on who they're with, including me. I behave differently when I'm around friends versus family versus, I don't know, other people, I guess. It's kind of confusing because I don't know who I am then. Like, who am I, right? Am I the person I am when I'm with my family? Or am I the person I am when I'm with my friends? And the answer to that is I am everything and nothing at once. No, that's a deep joke. But it is true. All of those personalities are me, but just in different scenarios, I guess. And I used to be the type of person who would walk down the street and think that everybody's looking at me. When I was a kid, I remember I used to think that my life was a TV show. I watched a lot of Hannah Montana. It's like really stupid. I don't even know why my parents let me do that. It was a really bad idea. But I always assumed that there were cameras around and everybody thought it was looking at me all the time. Which is kind of weird. It's like, if you're in third grade, you probably shouldn't be thinking about that. But what's more dangerous, I think, in that situation is when you're in third grade, when you're like 8 years old, and you think everybody's looking at you, you don't want to make a mistake. You don't want to look stupid. And why don't you want to look stupid? Because you think people are going to laugh at you. And it doesn't matter whether you're 8 or 80 even. You're always going to care what people think of you, even in small ways. Like when I walked, like I said before, when I was a sophomore in college, which was literally last year, when I walked down the street, I was so concerned with what people thought of me, the way I would walk, the way I would talk, my accent. A lot of people cannot understand the way I speak. So it does kind of hurt you in certain ways because you think your existence is wrong and the way you behave is just wrong. But that doesn't make sense because you are a person with your own beautiful characteristics and beautiful little things that other people cannot replicate. You need to understand that. I feel like I'm rambling a little bit. Let me stick to my notes. So why are we insecure? Main reason is we want to fit in, which is fine. And based on where you're from or the way you were raised, parents sometimes raise their kids in a very strict manner where they expect perfection in every sense. My parents were like that for most of my high school life, I would say. And I remember, I guess this is where daddy issues actually come into play, but my father is like a very strict Indian man. He expects 100 on every math test and every science exam, and if you get a 99, why are you even alive? Go fall into a ditch or something. Which is an issue on its own, but that kind of raising a kid that way can have a huge influence, and in a bad way. And I thought I had to do everything perfectly, and there was no space for making a mistake or growing even. Because only when you make mistakes, you grow. And I know that sounds really cheesy, but it is true. And I feel like as time passes, you realize that. But sometimes it's not that it's too late, but it is kind of late in your life, and you regret a lot of things. And when I say that, I'm not really talking about myself, but what I want to talk about is my parents, right? So let's say that they're like in their 50s, right? I'm the second kid. They've kind of finished their, oh, I'm gonna work really hard stage, and they're entering into, I just want to retire and like go to temples and like meditate, blah blah blah, that kind of stuff. And as they're entering that stage, their perspective is changing. And because they're getting older and their kids are getting older, but what I've noticed is like my dad is really angry. Well, I wouldn't say he's an angry person, but at times he gets really mad. When I was in high school, or even now, I can like notice certain things about him. For instance, like I said, they're trying to move into the retirement phase where they kind of stop caring about work and money, and they care more about like things that they think are more important in the stage of their life, which could be religion, being spiritual, I mean maybe fitness, whatever it might be. And as they're doing that, they're very, at least my dad's trying to do that, but currently at his job, he still feels the need to prove himself before he retires, which is a little interesting. So if I'm gonna retire, if I'm gonna retire, so this is Ramya speaking, I'm just gonna be like, okay, bye. I'm gonna go like just relax now, whatever. Aha, if I don't die of arthritis. But more importantly, he doesn't feel that way. He feels like he needs to prove himself even before he either leaves or gets fired or whatever his situation might be. And that's kind of weird because why do you care whether, why do you feel the need to prove yourself when you're like in your late 50s? Shouldn't you have enough, just like, shouldn't you feel secure enough about yourself that you don't need to do that? You don't care what other people think. But he doesn't feel the same way, which is weird because he's old. And I assume that people figure things out when they're older. Just magically. They turn like 25 or 40 or whatever the threshold age is, and they're like, oh yeah, I know how to adult. It's so easy. I'm like 35, which is why I know how to do it. But it doesn't work like that. Sometimes people even die not figuring out their shit. Oh, can I cuss in this? Whatever, who cares? It's my podcast. It's my podcast, so haha. But it's that feeling of always not being okay with yourself and needing to prove yourself to others, or you should act in a way that they're gonna like you. For example, one thing I can think of recently in my experience is, actually, let me finish that train of thought. So, since he is so old and he hasn't figured out his shit, it's kind of a problem. And when I bring it up to him, he's not ready to accept it because that is also an issue he has. He will not, I guess, accept perspectives from people who are younger than him, or I guess his own kids, which is fine. That's your issue that you need to deal with. But I don't want to be like that. I don't want to grow old and have so much shit to deal with that I can't live my life. I can't be happy. And I think being self-aware for that very reason is extremely, extremely important. If you set aside at least like 5 minutes a day to understand how you feel and like why you're feeling those things, and just trying to figure out the progression of events in your life that may have been determined by your motivations, your like inner, this is like way too many terms. But so what do I mean by self-awareness? Maybe that's the question you're having. Self-awareness is just being aware of yourself. Wow, what a great explanation. But it's kind of understanding why you behave the way you do, or why you like the things you do, why you hate the things you do. Why are you the way you are? I guess that's a better way of summing it up. So for instance, let's say, okay, so I live in the US now. I go to school here. I go to college here. But in the morning, sometimes I listen to like really old, obscure 60s or like 80s Indian, like South Indian Tamil music. And when I lived in India, I never heard of those things. Like, I never cared. I was like, oh, I'm gonna listen to like popular music like Rihanna. I don't listen to like old Indian stuff. Like, no, I'm like too cool for that. But no, I really do enjoy listening to old Indian music. So why is that? It might be because I miss being in India. I just miss hearing the language, the people. I don't know. It is that, actually. It's not even it could be. And I figured that out. I was like, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. It's natural. Most people who move here go through that. It's always there. I don't think it'll ever go away. Unless I move back, I guess. But like, that's one way of me figuring out why I do that. And this could be positive, negative. It could even be something simple as listening to a certain kind of music. But understanding that in this case, I guess it doesn't. Well, even then, it does show some sort of important underlying aspect of your life. So for me, it's like, okay, I still have some attachment to where I grew up, which is not very natural. And I have some feelings where I would like to maybe move back one day, but I don't know if it's possible. So that's something I need to work through. And understanding that can help me move forward and make certain choices that will make me feel good about myself and just let me be happy, I guess. So this is why I think being self-aware is extremely key. I guess this episode is more about being self-aware than being insecure. We can cover that as well. What else have I written down? So I'll give you an example in recent times where I saw this amongst a lot of people my age. So today in class, we had an activity where people brought their resumes and we were just looking over each other's resumes and giving feedback. And it was kind of daunting. I'm gonna be totally open here. Before I went to class, I was skeptical about taking my resume. I was like, should I just act like I forgot it or come up with some like bullshit excuse? It's like, oh my god, my dog ate my resume. Haha, I don't have it. Which is, that doesn't work here, I guess. They're gonna be like, oh, print another copy. But I was having these thoughts, and then I started thinking about that. I was like, wait, why am I feeling that? Why do I feel this way? Why do I want to do that? Why do I not want to bring my resume to class if I can get feedback on it and have some sort of constructive criticism to improve myself or improve my resume? And the reason is because if I have to get my resume reviewed by other people who are my age, I feel threatened. I'm like, oh, I don't want to be attacked by someone. I'm going to feel attacked. They're going to point out my faults, or they're going to look at my resume and say, oh, this is bullshit. Like, you haven't done anything in the last 2 years. Or, oh, like, the font size you use is BS, which is not as intense as the first one. But having someone say something like that is extremely painful, because what is your resume? Your resume is a piece of paper that you send out to potential employers, or, yeah, mostly potential employers, to kind of tell your story of who you are, what you like, in a professional sense, I guess. And if someone's gonna say, oh, there's something wrong with that, you're like, oh shit, something's wrong with me, so I'm not gonna get hired. What happens if I'm not gonna get hired? I'm not gonna be able to offer a decent life, and then I'll be homeless, or like, or I won't be able to live a decent life. which is stupid. It's very ludicrous to get to that conclusion. But I think a lot of people struggle with the same thing. It's like you feel threatened by other people, you feel insecure, you don't want other people to know that you suck, which is not even true. It's just that you think you suck. So there are so many things that come into play here. There's a lot of self-hatred, self-doubt, which are issues I'm working through myself, if you couldn't already pick up from my tone. So this is like very negative, right? I'm just kind of pointing out faults in myself and possibly my listeners. I'm like, you are not happy with yourself, and you constantly beat yourself up for that reason. You're like, you don't fit in. What do I do to fit in? Okay, so these people, I don't know. This is why a lot of people like participate in underage drinking. They're like, oh, they're drinking. I want to be cool. I want to drink too. Which is your choice, and you don't have to do it, but you do it in order to fit in. So people are going to ask me like, oh, okay, Ramya, if you're so wise, can you fix the problem? Have you solved this problem? No, hell no. I'm working through this issue myself, and to fix it, I would say the first thing is that you need to understand that people are very different. I was talking to a kid one time, and he told me that I talked about this exact issue. I was like, yeah, I used to like walk down the street and really care what people thought of me. And he said, yeah, I used to be like that too, but then one night I was like, what the hell, why am I doing this? I'm not gonna do it anymore. And then the next day when I woke up, I like didn't do it anymore. And I was like, okay, well, that's like not realistic though. It is realistic for some people, but for most people it's not. It is a process, and you really need to accept that, and it's something you need to work through for the rest of your life, maybe. It sounds kind of daunting, but it'll help you so much. It is a process, and one thing you could keep in mind is that you can logically reason with yourself. So let's say, so the career fair is actually next week at our school, which is why we had like a resume review type of thing. So I go to the career fair, and let's say there's a potential employer, company ABC, right? And they ask me to tell me about my, or tell them about myself and why I think I'm the best fit for the job they're offering. And if I'm going to think, well, initially, this is exactly what will happen, and I know it. My brain is going to say, oh, but you are not the right, like, best fit for the job. There are people better than you. Look at your resume. The font size is shit. Or there's too much white space. Or your mind has too much white space because it's empty. You don't know a lot of things. You don't have enough skills to work at this job, and there are just like so many negative things that your mind will tell you. But then what you can do, it's really difficult, but what you can do, it is very much possible to do this. You take a breather and you say, okay, so I got here with whatever skills I have. It might have been luck, it might have been hard work, whatever it is. I'm here today and I'm in front of this employer. And what do I do? I like, well, how do I feel? I really want this job. Why do I want it? Because I feel like it would be a good learning experience, and also money. And also, it's a good company. Their culture is great, or like whatever reason I want to work for that, why I want to work for that specific company. And I tell myself these things, and I'm like, there are other people with your expertise, or like your skill level, or even a skill level that's higher than yours. But what they do not have is your experience, or they're not you. And I know I said this before, how people are different people when they're around different people. That sentence was confusing. But nobody is you. And I know that's very cheesy to say. Everybody in the world undergoes or has the same feelings at certain points in their life, whether it's rejection or like, I don't know, heartbreak, jealousy, happiness, sadness, this, that. Everybody goes through it. But the context in which they experience that is different for every single person. Nobody in the world has your exact set of experiences or is in the exact same position as you. So that combination makes you different. It makes you unique. It is true. Every person, every one of the like 7 or 8 billion people that are on this earth are different. And you need to accept it. And you should feel somewhat proud of where you've made it. And you've made it because of who you are. And that should boost your self-esteem. It should make you respect yourself. So logically reasoning with yourselves is a good way to start thinking about that issue, being self-aware, understanding the root cause of your insecurity. So for a lot of people, it's fitting in. For me, I would say it's fitting in, but also moving from a different country plays a really big role for me. So my parents moved with me here, and they live in a different city, but they moved here for me, which already carries a lot of weight. So I feel like it puts pressure on me to succeed, and I don't know if I can deliver, and that puts more pressure. And I feel like I am not, at times I feel like I don't deserve to be where I am, or that I can't do the job right, or I'm not the best fit for this position. And that is clearly, like I said, the root cause of my esteem problems, but it's something I need to like work around. Another thing that helps is just like talking to friends, having honest discussions. I talk to a lot of seniors who are kind of into self-help maybe, and they share their concerns. It's not like I'm the only person going through this. Like I said, people are unique, people have unique experiences, but that doesn't mean everybody, or like there's not a single person in your vicinity who hasn't been through the same thing as you. I'm sure this is such a common thing. A lot of people move from different countries, or whatever your situation might be. I'm sure a lot of people go through it too. It's just that the way you experience it is different, and the way you're taking it is different. There are people who move here are very successful and they don't feel pressured at all. I wish I could be like them. I wish I could learn from them. So I talk to people like that. Or I talk to people who have different experiences to see how they deal with their issues. So talking to other people will definitely help. And one more thing I would like to mention is that no one knows what they're doing. And I know that is kind of a bullshit statement to make. And I know why you might think so. So you look at some people like, I don't know, the cool kid of your class, or the guy at work who's really cool. He's like smart, he's rich, or he's making a lot of money, he's really good looking, he has a girlfriend. I don't know, it just seems like his life is perfect. But that's not true. He has probably put in a lot of work to get to where he is. He probably had to go through so much shit that you don't know about and that he doesn't talk about to get to where he is. And he deserves where he, or like everything he has achieved until this point. And you need to understand that and be okay with it. And you need to also understand that he was probably in your shoes at some point or the other. So, understanding that no one has anything figured out is a key to being self-aware. Not everybody's self-aware. Like I said, my dad is like a really successful like IT guy, but he hasn't figured his life out. He's like in his late 50s. It's something that you continuously need to work on and talk to other people about. So those are my thoughts. I've spoken for about 24 minutes. Perfect. This is exactly how I hoped it would end. I hope you learned something new today, and if you have any comments, feel free to share them. You can contact me through this page. You can DM me. You can do all the things on the internet that you can normally do. But yeah, if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them. And this was really fun. This is Humanize, and this is Ramya signing off. Bye!